Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. To listen without advertisements or to read episode transcripts, visit englishgo.co.uk for more information.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, we're back for another episode about my lovely, lovely holiday, 2-week-long holiday that I went on when my girlfriend came over to England that I hadn't seen for 2.5 very, very long years. So this time I'm going to be telling you about the next place we moved to after the beach. After Weston-super-Mare, we went to a place called Malvern Hills. And this is very different to the seaside. There's no ocean, there's no sand, there's just hills. It's sort of like more inside, like English countryside. There is a very nice town called, I think it's called Great Malvern, the town. I'm pretty sure it is. Yeah. So there's a very nice town called Great Malvern. And apart from that, you have the Malvern Hills, which are very... It's like a very long line of hills that are quite tall. I can't remember the height. I think it might have been about 400 meters, which is reasonably tall. Not a mountain. But we climbed them at some point, and it felt like a mountain. they were quite steep at some point, and the weather was quite nice, and I had completely the wrong clothing on, because I wasn't expecting the weather to be that warm, so I was overdressed and too hot, unfortunately, but apart from that, it was a really nice experience. Like, the view from the top of the Malvern Hills on a clear day is really nice. You can see so far, like such a long way in the distance. And if you get to the highest point, you get like a 360 degree view. You can see all the way around, like the land, you know, the land of England. And it's just a really nice view to see. And it looks very, very English, I guess. Lots of green, lots of small towns. And then you can see all of these hills. Sorry, you can see all of these hills, the Malvern Hills. It's just a really pleasant walk. And then we went to the town, I think, after that. We went to the town and walked around the town. And the town was very nice as well, like quite a traditional English town. I will, of course, put some pictures up of the hills and the town and those kind of things. Like I said before, if it's a really nice picture, if I think, I like this picture a lot, that will go up on Instagram. Otherwise, I might just put it up on Twitter if it's just something I want to show you just because it's interesting, but the picture's not so good. That will be up on Twitter. What else? What else did we do? Well, we stopped in another Wetherspoons Hotel, because they're quite convenient. You always know what you're going to get. Like, the menu's pretty much the same everywhere. And the prices, I think it's the cheapest pub in England, Wetherspoons, definitely, by far. Like, some of the pubs I went into later on, you can pay like £4 sometimes for a pint of beer. And I think the cheapest pint in Wetherspoons is probably about just under £2. So yeah, you can see how cheap they are. But the food's cheap as well, and the food is like, it's okay. I wouldn't say it was amazing, but it's decent. It's good enough. So they're quite convenient, and it's nice that you've got a pub downstairs, because it's handy if you want to go and have a drink, which we did every night. I think we tried lots of things. I mean, I mainly drink ale. I'm not such a fan of lager, which I know all of you listeners who don't live in England don't really know what ale is. But if you get the chance, well, maybe you do. Maybe you have like craft beer in your own country, but I know there's a lot of countries that only have lager. So when someone says beer, they mean lager. And that's a shame, because lager's not that great, to be honest. It's okay. It's okay on a hot day. But if you want the real flavor, you need to go for the ales. Anyway, so I was mostly drinking that. I think my girlfriend had some wine at times, maybe some gin as well. I don't know. We tried lots of things, I think. But I tend to avoid the, like cocktails. I'm not so bothered about cocktails and the shots. I don't care about shots. I think shots are for people who don't like alcohol, that don't like the taste, and they want to get drunk. That's not me. I might get drunk, but that's because I enjoy the taste. That's different. Anyway, that was another nice pub, the pub we stopped in Malvern Hills, and it was, again, like a very traditional-looking building. I've got a picture of it that I can put up to show you. But and inside, it was really nice as well. Lots of big rooms, lots of small little areas to sit in, really, really gigantic windows, really huge windows, and you could look out and you could see, like, this really nice scenery from these windows. You could see far into the distance. So that was a nice experience. We sat there eating our breakfast at this big table in front of this really tall window with this really nice view. And it should have been nice, but it was hot. So, like, the sun was burning us too much, and we had to move away into a different seat eventually. But that, you know, I can't complain, though, because it's nice having a bit of sunshine in England when you're on holiday. We went to a park also whilst we were there. We found a very nice park in Malvern, and went to a train station, which was like a really traditional looking train station. But unfortunately, it was undergoing some work. There was some like construction work being done to it, some repair work. So it didn't look quite as nice as it should have looked. But that's about it, I think. There's not a lot to do in Malvern, I don't think. So we only spent one day there, and then we headed back home, back to my house. And I think, what did we do the next day? The next day, maybe I didn't do anything. Maybe I just relaxed a bit. I did do a bit of driving on the way down to the beach that we went to, but I think on the way back my father did all of the driving. So I think the next day we just relaxed a bit, or maybe we went to a park. I know we went to a park at some point, and we went to a shopping center like in Birmingham, and did like those sort of things, or just went shopping, or did something, you know, like really basic, like, you know, like not a proper day out. But the next sort of thing we did, like proper day out thing, was on the Monday, and that's when we went to Alton Towers theme park. And I've been wanting to take my girlfriend to a theme park for a long time, and she's wanted to go for a long time. But I've realized something. Her idea of a theme park and my idea of a theme park are quite different. To me, a theme park is like this place that's got all of these quite scary rides in. But I think for her, it's a place that doesn't have such scary rides in. So when I say theme park to her, she thinks of something like Disneyland, whatever it's called. That place with Mickey Mouse. She thinks of that. But like when I say theme park, I think of like, you know, we want some scary rides with like lots of loops and twists that are very fast. That's my idea of a theme park. So like in Japan, they have somewhere, it's like a theme park called Fuji-Q, I think. I think. And that's more similar to what I was thinking of. That's more similar to Alton Towers theme park, which I think Alton Towers is the biggest theme park in the UK, but I could be wrong. There's another one, is Thorpe Park. There's Drayton Manor Park, which is nearer to me, but a bit smaller, I think, than Alton Towers. And Thorpe Park, I've never been to. Anyway, Alton Towers, I should talk about that next. But we're at the end of this episode, so I'll probably talk about it next episode and then move on to the next holiday we went on, because we sort of went on like two holidays. So yeah, I'll start talking about that as well. Anyway, I hope it's interesting, and I hope it's good English listening practice for you, listening to all of the stuff that we got up to during the 2 weeks that my girlfriend was here. Until next time, bye-bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Thanks for listening until the very end of the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give my podcast a rating, or if you have the time, write a review. It's a really nice way of letting me know you enjoy these episodes and encourages me to make more of them for you. Thanks very much and have a lovely day.